Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Margarita Cadenas, who is presenting her film, Women of Venezuelan Chaos. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for the interest.
It's a pleasure. I thought your film was incredibly powerful. Would you like to maybe introduce it and tell us a little bit about it?
The title says much. You know, is the chaos in Venezuela is a crisis that we are living just now. In Venezuela at the moment, you know, all the institutions are completely destroyed. And also we have shortage, lack of medicine, criminality, no institutions. We have a dictatorship that is just want to remain in power. We have a very important crisis, humanitarian crisis. And then, well, what I did is to follow five women to get the people to know about the deep crisis in Venezuela.
So in order to get a proper overview of the situation, you had to find the right protagonists of your film, right? How did you meet them and how did you find them?
Well, we did a sort of casting, mm-hmm. and we worked with NGOs in Venezuela, some journalists, friends, you know, all the people that I knew in Venezuela could help. And then we start looking for these, you know, searching these women. I need to have five subjects. That was health, shortage, prisoner, political prisoners, and then injustice and fear. And I start looking, well, they start working in Venezuela in pre-production, working on it. And the first problem that we have is some people didn't want to make the film because they were scared of repression and, you know, the problem in Venezuela now is the censorship is very important. Well, finally, we have these 35 women and I met them by Skype because I live in Paris and I didn't want to go to Venezuela to people know that I was doing the film. We prepared the film, everything, me being in Paris, and then I sent three people, my assistant, and then one journalist. I sent them in advance. Finally, when I decided for 10, I went to Venezuela, I met them, and finally I chose them. And because what happened? Having these five subjects, I wanted to have five different women with the difference of age, difference in social classes, and different races. And it wasn't very, very easy to find, but finally I think we have the best.
Yeah. But when did things start getting that bad in Venezuela?
You know, the thing is that that was progressive. Start really to be very bad about 8 years ago, nine, before Chavez died. But then what really accelerates that Maduro being in power. But the problems in Venezuela, they are not new. You know, the opposition has been really struggling since about 15 years ago. You know, Chavez, he started to... how can you say that? You know, he took all the infrastructure, you know, the production infrastructure in Venezuela. He started to expropriate or closing down, and then taking the power. The government was taking the power on the production structure. But the problem is that they didn't maintain all the infrastructure, and that is terrible. Because now in Venezuela, for instance, PDVSA, that used to be one of the biggest companies in the world, PDVSA is the oil company from in Venezuela. PDVSA now cannot produce. I used to produce, because in Venezuela, can you imagine, we are importing gas, importing gas. We have problem in electricity that we use to export electricity, gas, petrol, everything. And that really start, you know, like destroying all the institutions in Venezuela, and finally that became what it is, a chaos.
Chaos is the right word. Right?
Yeah, a chaos. That is terrible. You know, in Venezuela, nothing work. Yeah. Nothing. You know, can you imagine 4 million people left the country? We are a young country and a small country.
Exactly.
We are 30 million people. 4 million left. When I finished the film, that was about a year and a half ago. No, a year ago, no. A year ago, when I finished the film, there were 1,500,000 people has left. Today there are 4 million. Every day is getting worse. You know, people dying. The children die because of the malnutrition. People die because there is a lack of medicines. The hospital are in a terrible state. There is a criminality. There are 30,000 people die because of the criminality. You know, it's like amazing. It's horrible what is going on in Venezuela.
Looking at the images, despite the fact that you do see that things are not going very well, it's a beautiful country.
No, the country is really beautiful. Even imagine that in Venezuela, if there is no oil at all, it's finished. We can do with tourism a wonderful, wonderful destination. We have all the Amazon, we have all the Caribbean, you know, 2,500 kilometers in the Caribbean, beautiful beaches. We have the center, what is with all the animals. We have the Andes mountains. No, it's really a beautiful country. And it's amazing. We have everything. And the situation is so terrible. That's why I say that the regime, they are criminals, because there is no point. Is you cannot forgive these people that in such a wonderful country, the people are dying and the people are desperate. What they are doing now at the moment is they made the population without dignity, and they are beggars, because they have to go with this car, patriotic car, to ask for food. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? You know, queuing for food. And it is denigrating.
Yeah, I can't imagine it, actually, because I've never lived it. But watching it looks terrible. And I'm wondering, do you feel like the media is talking about it enough, and are they talking about it in the right way?
Well, they see, for instance, that's why I made this film, because I live in Paris, and until less than a year, the media didn't say anything about Venezuela. Very few. Very, very few. Venezuela, it wasn't covered. It wasn't covered. And then we have this sort of aura of Chavez, that was the guy, the Robin Hood of Venezuela. And that was a propaganda. That was something that he paid for that. He really paid for that. He has people working on this idea. And of course, he was a guy with a charisma that was incredible. And then he did something. He was fortunate to have, when he arrived in power, the barrel of oil was around $30 or $40 per barrel. During 12 years, the oil went up, 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 until $120 per barrel. And he thought that he was rich. He was rich. He thought that the country was his country. He started giving money on a project that he called Socialismo del Siglo XXI. And then he gave money to Bolivia, Ecuador, Argentina, when the Kirchner was there, in Nicaragua, and in Venezuela, he gave the money to the poor people, giving some sort of allocations to the people. But he didn't invest. He didn't invest, and that was something, a mirage, to know that, oh, we are rich. But no, we weren't rich.
He didn't invest, but why didn't he invest?
Because I don't know, either there are some people saying that there is a project, like in Cuba, to destroy completely something, to rebuild something that we don't know. For me, we can see the experience of the Soviet Union. We have the experience of Cuba. And they say that what they wanted was to destroy a society, to rebuild the new man. This sort of idea, socialist, communist. The thing is, the reality is that now in Venezuela we have a completely destroyed country, and we are not used to that, because we used to be a very prosperous country, and one of the oldest democracies in Latin America. And now we have a dictatorship, we have a corrupted country, we have, a chaos.
I think that's the power of your movie, because it does take us into the everyday lives and of ordinary people. So there is a power in telling these stories, right, of ordinary life and everyday people, real people.
Anyway, I wanted to do that because I wanted that people knew about the problem in Venezuela. I made this film for Europe, but now it's going more than that. To do the a sort of humanity film, intimist, people can really feel the situation. It's not... If you read the newspaper, or if you see in a journalistic way, you cannot have really the sense and the feelings, yes, on that. And that's why I did it that way, more
human,
mm-hmm, human and intimist.
Well, on that note, I thank you very much for talking with us about your film. It was very powerful, and thanks very much.
Thank you.
Once again, I remind our listeners that the film is called Women of Venezuelan Chaos, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.